This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to address the nation today. Constitutional bench formed to hear cases against House of Representatives dissolution. Fresh prohibited order begins in Kathmandu Valley from today. Kathmandu District Administration assures food supply if emergency. And China hits back as US revisits COVID Wuhan lab leak theory. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is addressing the nation today. According to the press advisor to the Prime Minister, Surya Thapa, Prime Minister will address the nation at 4 p.m. today. Radio Nepal will broadcast the event live. The Supreme Court has formed a constitutional bench for hearing on all writ petitions filed against dissolution of the House of Representatives. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangga Bahadur Rada and Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Dr. Anand Mohan Bhattarai, Tej Bahadur Kesi and Bam Kumar Shrestha are in the constitutional bench. A single bench of the Chief Justice Rada on Thursday had ordered to send 19 writ petitions to the constitutional bench. With this order, hearing would be conducted today on all 30 writ petitions in this regard. The ongoing prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley has been extended for a week more from today. The prohibitory order is extended till June 3rd. A meeting held on Tuesday of the district administration officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts decided to extend the prohibitory order till June 3rd. During this period, groceries and departmental stores would remain closed while the individuals have been prevented from morning and evening walks. Likewise, the District Administration Office Kathmandu had said arrangements are in place for supplying foodstuff within the local level if anyone else in the Kathmandu Valley needs to buy foodstuff during the extended period of prohibitory order beginning from today. In a statement today, the District Administration said Food Management and Trade Company Limited and Salt Trading Corporation's mobile vehicles will, in coordination with local levels, carry food to the local level for the emergency supply. The office has also provided the names and contact numbers of the people responsible for facilitating to this regard. The ambassador of the UK to Nepal, Nicola Pollitt, handed over the health materials to Minister for Health and Population, Hridesh Tripathi, at a brief ceremony held at the Trivandrum International Airport this morning. The medical items include 260 units of ventilators, assorted consumables to last around 4 weeks, and 19,200 eye protectors. The same charter flight also carried oxygen concentrators donated by Nepal Med UK, a charity organization based in the UK. Additional 12 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke, Parsa, Palpa and Kanchanpur district. 6 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district, 3 in Birganj of Parsa district, 2 in Palpa district, and 1 corona-related death have been reported in Mahakali Hospital of Kanchanpur district. Relatives of a patient who died at 8 last night while receiving treatment at Veri Hospital have assaulted the health workers and doctors in the hospital. The patient from Dang district was admitted to the hospital on May 18 and died last night while receiving treatment in the ventilator support. Chairman of Veri Hospital Development Committee, Pramod Dhital, said relatives of the deceased thrashed a doctor and 4 nursing staff, stating that the patient died due to the carelessness of the health workers. Meanwhile, the health workers in the hospital have asked the administration to ensure their security and actions against the perpetrators. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at some places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China has denounced U.S. efforts to further investigate whether COVID-19 came from a Chinese lab. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he expects to release the results of an intelligence report on the origins of the virus. China's foreign ministry accused the U.S. of political manipulation and blame shifting. it has rejected any link between COVID-19 and a virus research lab in the Chinese city of Wuhan. COVID-19 was first detected in Wuhan in late 2019. Since then, more than 168 million cases have been confirmed worldwide and about 3.5 million deaths reported. Chinese officials linked early COVID cases to a seafood market in Wuhan, leading scientists to theorize that the virus had first passed to humans from animals. The U.S. has told Russia it will not rejoin an arms control deal that permits unarmed aerial flights over dozens of participating countries. The State Department said the Open Skies Treaty has been undermined by Russia's violation and its failure to return to compliance. Russia denies these allegations, and the country is also expected to withdraw from the treaty this year. The accord allows short-notice flights to minor military activity. More than 30 nations participate in the treaty, which came into effect in 2002. Hong Kong pro-democracy media mogul Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 14 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized assembly in 2019. 73-year-old Lai is currently already serving time for participating in another demonstrations that year. He will serve part of his new sentence consecutively. Meanwhile, Mr. Lai faces a total of 20 months in jail. The verdict comes as mainland China is increasingly cracking down on Hong Kong's rights and freedoms. Lai is among 10 prominent activists who were sentenced on Friday for participating in an unlawful assembly on October 1, 2019. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to address the nation today. Constitutional bench formed to hear cases against House of Representatives dissolution, and fresh prohibitory order begins in Kathmandu Valley from today. Kathmandu District Administration assures food supply if emergency, and China hits back as US revisits COVID Wuhan lab leak theory. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.